We're going.
Hello, and
here we are. We're here.
Welcome back to the Comedy Club podcast. We're still at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I'm still Dustin Kaufman, and I am once again with JC Carias. Please subscribe before we go in. So important. Just subscribe right here on YouTube. Tell your friends. New episodes every Monday. You can see all the reels here on YouTube or across social media at the Comedy Club KC. Dude, this is
back again, baby.
JC Carias Point 2. So soon, you're the second person to sit in that chair twice, but the first person to do it basically back to back.
Back to back, baby. And, you know, honored for all of it. Just excited to be here once again.
Last week, you came in for like this private event, and they've brought you in before for that. It was a one night deal.
Yeah.
And I knew we were looking at like, I'm probably going to have to replace next week. Like, you
know? Well, what's funny is you were so stressed about it. And then
I'm not just stressed. I had this big disappointment because I was really excited about the person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen him do stand up, but the person.
Do you want to say the person or are we not saying the person?
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. It's somebody
pretty cool. Right. And you'll have to subscribe to the podcast and then ask him personally. And then maybe he'll tell you in the comments.
That's how real people can say it without it's not without offending or anything. We're supposed to have Mark Henry this weekend and
World's Strongest Man
Mark Henry, and just for whatever reason we had to reschedule it, which we're, you know, hopefully get a new date soon. But
he'll reschedule. Yeah.
And but I kind of saw the writing on the wall, and I'm like, bro, we're going to have to knock this out in a week.
I remember.
You want to come back next week?
Like, you were like, what do you think? Do you think we could get people out? Or, and I'm like, I hope. Like, it's just like a panic comedy club. Do you think people will come see you in a week?
I don't feel like that's how I was talking. I don't think I talk like that.
But honestly, like, to drum up people to come see you in a week's advance, it's not a lot of time. It isn't.
You know, we with what we got in the doors for in 1 week's notice is fucking amazing.
I'm really happy with it. Kansas City always comes out and supports, and I love coming and performing here. So it was one of those things where we didn't have anything on the books for a full weekend, and
we did it.
Boom! Sometimes you got to back to back it. It's just like a normal weekend, because like normally it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I was like, I'll just do the Thursday a little separate.
I'm gonna do Wednesday and then come back and do Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I'm taking Thursday off.
I'll take a week off. I'll take the weekend off and then fly back.
Yeah.
I'm very strict with my time. I need to be able. I love being on airplanes. That's what it is.
Yeah. I'm happy we get to hang out.
Oh, I know. And we're going to play some poker. I mean, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Love me some gambling, you know that. We talked about it last time. This time?
We go to this other place and play poker.
Exactly. A different establishment. Where they're not here. Not at the place we're at right now.
We definitely don't take the microphones off of the table
and play cards right here.
Well, okay, that we don't. I know. But yeah, yeah, all of it, man. I like cards. You like gambling in general?
I do. I'm a big sports guy. Sports gambling. I think we were talking about that. That might have been the last thing we were talking about.
Did we get into that?
Sports gambling.
We wrapped up. We're like, what did we talk about? This.
It's
funny, as I said, let's start off where we ended. Neither one of us knew.
We made it right back.
Neither one of us knew where we ended. And here we are.
Because we were having too much fun.
So, man, any career-changing things in the
since
last week?
Since week? Last week? Nothing crazy yet.
In the last
episode. Not yet. We're waiting until I auditioned for a Visa commercial, so we'll see whether we get that.
Like in the interim, that's cool.
Yeah. In between, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For a Visa, have you done commercials before?
I have done commercials. I got cut out of a Madden commercial,
like for the video game.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
yeah, it was exciting.
They don't know what they're missing, but
you
they
know,
do because
the celebrity
it.
They had come in was like
to
two.
Take, okay,
they just like they didn't take my part. It's just they came in and changed the commercial. Like, sometimes when you're famous, you could just be like, I don't like that. Change it.
Have you had you filmed already?
No. Okay. So it was very much like, well, that's dumb. And then they changed it. And it was like, oh. And then I'm like dressed as a chef, like, but
That's my hope. I'm the chef. but please, I need all that money. Thank you.
And we're like, yeah, get out of here. No. Yeah, I was just in the background because of it. It was just very funny because they were like, they had an interaction they were supposed to have. And then it was very much like, I wouldn't talk to the chef. And I'm like, rude. I'm the chef.
What was that a commercial for? Oh, Madden.
For Madden. They had like Little Dicky in it, and like they had like a bunch of celebrities. But
they didn't cut Little Dicky, did they?
No, Little Dicky was still in it.
Yeah,
Little Dicky still made the cut. Nicki Minaj still made the cut. All the celebrities were still in it.
Man, to be in a commercial, to almost be in a commercial,
still fun
with that.
Still, just had a nice day on set where I just didn't do anything. It was very much like, go sit, and when we need you, we'll come get you. And then I just sat in a little trailer and was like dressed as a shit with like a weird bandana on, my things.
I find it hard to be starstruck in the comedy industry. Appreciative,
yes,
but like no matter how big, I've always just like I respect your art. You know what I mean? Like movie star, wrestlers, totally different thing,
big time.
But I'm 45 and turn into 4 or 5.
Yes.
If I get around, even a mid card, I'm like, oh my God,
you're so cool. Yeah. You remember the time? It's like, oh, we all turned into Chris Farley talking to Paul McCartney when they're so, you remember when you were in the Beatles?
Dude, even when I saw Hacksaw Jim Duggan at Comic-Con signing 2x4s, not even at like panel, he just had a table in the middle of it all.
How many times did he say ho?
Ah, he said it once for me, buddy.
That guy's sitting there.
Say ho!
He's 60.
Why won't you say ho?
He's 66 years old, like, God damn it. Ho! He's holding a 2x4. His poor back.
Hey, Axel, what's another name for prostitute? Say it.
Ho!
Say it. If you're going to go dig dirt, what's a good tool to use?
Ho! Poor Hacksaw Jim.
What'd your friends call your mom in high school?
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. No, it's second nature to him. He's just saying ho.
I did none of those things.
Of course not. You were like, hi, Mr. Hacksaw Jim. Oh, hi. Oh my God. It would be just an honor if you could please just, I know, I bet so many people say, can you say ho? Can you please say ho?
Ho.
It would be cool.
Six O's, dude. I need six.
Not ho. Seven. Not seven.
Ho. And it's got to go capital after like the six. It's like, ho. Ho. Well, tough guy.
Because you audition for so many things. And then, like, I've auditioned for stuff where there's like pro athletes could be in it. And then I'm just like, they always say, they're like, there's going to be an athlete in this. You're like, Which one?
Who's it gonna be?
And my girlfriend literally was like, "Do not ask for their autograph. Like, be an adult, professional." And I'm like, "I don't think I could do that."
I've asked for.
I'm like gonna bring things. I'm like talking about. I should buy cards of that person. I'll buy cards of that person and bring them to them. And that won't be weird. They're like, and cut. I'm like, hi, Matt Stafford, please sign this.
I don't want an autograph, but you sign this card. I have
19 cards for you to sign.
the eBay guy.
No, they can all be signed to me. I'm not selling them.
We've had to kick out some of those eBay guys from here. Like they don't come around much. We have locked down. Like we do not. Because it's for the people you don't want them to be around. You know, they want them just to sign a bunch of pictures. They're not fans.
No.
You know, they
bought a ticket to just get stuff signed.
They don't even buy tickets. They don't buy tickets.
How do they sneak in?
They wait. They come and wait. Try to wait for them to walk in or walk out.
But we have like security. For the chaos of so many people.
Here's the deal. We have security in place. We spot them before it ever happens. If we see you, you're gone. Like we will have you off the patio before they ever show up.
Yeah.
And you'll never know they leave.
I've seen the security here. It's very serious, you know, serious guys who.
When we have to be, it's in place.
I know it.
We always man the room and either. But yeah.
For sure,
I've ever only asked for one autograph from one of my comics. One time, it was Andrew Dice Clay.
Okay,
and it wasn't just like, hey, can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
So my dad had this VHS blank tape. It was a Kodak yellow sticker in a yellow Kodak box. It says Dice Man Cometh right on the tape.
That's
right?
Great.
And somebody let him borrow that, and that was, he went to sleep when I was 11. I popped it in the VCR, and here we are.
I love
40
it.
Years, like, you and know, Andrew 35 Dice years
Clay
later.
Was like, yeah, you can just take the one from the W9 and just paste it on there.
So, like, this was the tape I'd had it my entire life. This was my dad's blank, so I had him sign that tape.
That's nice. That's good. And he did it. He was all very kind about it.
He did it. Absolutely. Dude, such cool people, man.
Again, when you meet, like, famous people, most of the time they're just normal people.
He's such good people. Like, yeah. When we, you know, like, we met him through Eleanor. She introduced the club. And I'll tell you, like, the kind of person that he really is. This is, like, genuine, and I will always remember this. Like, I opened the club. I want to preface it. You know how many times I have booked myself to feature this room. And that's probably once with Mike Baldwin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, and that's in 6 years. Like, and I did it with like my best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing. So
it's appreciated. No one needs to see that.
We used to work together. So I don't host. I don't do guest spots. I build the community. I build talent. I book. That's mm-hmm. right. So
always like new fun comics at the comedy club. Right. Seriously.
So like I talk to him. We book it. It gets confirmed, all business. Business is done. At the very end, I said, I just want to tell you that how much my dad loved you. You know what I mean? Like this kind of a thing. Like this means a lot. And I told him, and he talked, he knew he passed, and he said, tell you what, why don't you open for me? And I'm friends with Eleanor. I'm like, I'm not perfect. He's like, it's because Eleanor would feature and I would come out and help, right? And I said, I'm not really. And he goes, how much would it mean to your dad to have you open for Dice at your own club? You can't say no to that.
Yeah, you have to do it.
You put on your Jimi Hendrix shirt, you put on a blazer, you fucking come out and you open for Dice.
You ruffled out that hair. Now what would you do? You'd have to go find hair. You chopped it all off.
I mean, that is, if that doesn't speak towards somebody's character,
awesome.
And I don't talk about behind the scenes stuff here either. That just kind of like very often at all. But
behind the scenes stuff is interesting though. I think a lot of people who like love comedy get to see or hear about that like behind the scenes stuff, and it can, you know, it adds an extra layer to it because nobody really knows. The behind the curtain, it's like the Wizard of Oz sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. And when something, again, like we're both part of the Dead Dads Club, you know? So we're like in that very much like anytime there's like a dad thing in anything, like a movie, does it get you? I'll get got. Like we just saw like 28 years later and there's like dad stuff in it a little bit and you're
oh. God, dude, the dad stuff gets me.
Gets me. No matter what. It could be like a commercial or something. Like, I don't know what it is. You get closer to like that like 40 range, and then like anything makes me cry. I went and saw Ghostbusters Afterlife. And like that movie's old enough now that I'll spoil it, you know, but like Egon's dead in that, and it's like about of like
this is the one where they go to the farm.
The newest one, yes.
Well, the newest one was in New York
City. The one
City.
Before, right. The one but that set up this new trilogy.
They go to the farm.
Yes. Yeah, and it's like, there's like the daughter of Egon, and she didn't have a good relationship with her father. And then there's like a moment where it's like, he's a ghost.
But the
and
granddaughter
his
who.
Granddaughter.
Right.
And then like I must have cried. I cried so hard in that movie. Like, I went and saw it alone.
Dude,
and I'm in a theater, and I walk out, and there's like 12-year-olds who watched it, and they're like standing outside with their skateboards, and I'm a grown man just covered in tears. Like, and they're like, that's that weird man who was doing this the whole movie. Egon he loved her the whole time.
I have been like, there are movies will get me there. Like, a good show. Like, I don't bawl, but my God, am I like, Like I didn't know I could feel this way.
I'm bawling now.
Like, because for so many years in my...
I am bawling. There's like snot dripping out of my face when I cry now. It's years of being like, you don't cry if you're a man. And now I'm old enough now where I'm like, I'm just a little boy still. You know, like that's what... there's always just been a little boy here.
Well, how much of your life did you not want to feel? Maybe that was just for me. Like,
I think it was a lot of it, you know, like, right? I think you get raised in that way. My dad was a guy who was like, emotions, you know, like you can have them, but like, don't let everybody see them. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like,
don't emotions know you care.
Exactly. Like, they're for behind closed doors. And you're like, and when you're really sad, you're like, close the door and hit the wall a couple of times.
Yeah, none of that crying,
no,
sissing pants.
It's anger instead.
Just be mad.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not sad. You're sad.
Well, it's easier to be angry.
It is.
Right.
It is.
It takes courage to feel.
It does.
But so it was when I started, I think kids over time have like Pink Floyd, tear down the wall.
And then the wall's gone.
It's gone. I love you so much.
Because you got your little boys, so that's, it's real easy.
You're going to go play video games instead of watch this show with me now?
Okay. What? That's what's nice about cats instead of kids, bud. My cats are always like, hey, Papa, you want to snuggle? And I'm like, I do.
you know what made me cry? Fucking young Sheldon.
Moment. Oh, oh, which part?
When the dad died.
Wow. Okay. I feel it.
When the dad died.
You knew it was coming if you watched The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, because he died. But you don't know.
Well, yeah. It's like
just that moment. They're just going to kill him now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right. You're like, oh my God.
He's dead. That actor's great, too.
Yeah.
He's in Always Sunny, too. But I can't think of
the dad.
The dad. Oh, he plays like the biggest piece of shit. He plays like the sweet like dad character in Young Sheldon. And then in Always Sunny, he's like walking around like, yeah, just doing lines over here. Like, he's that character. So if you want to have a fun like just juxtaposition.
I've watched that show not in a while, never binged. But I have seen a lot of episodes. So like, but
yeah.
Is he in a lot of it?
No. He's like a character who shows up and causes chaos. Yeah. Okay. But hilarious. And it's like the most over the top piece of shit that you can be is what he is.
That dude.
Yeah.
That dude made me feel.
You know what? He didn't even have to die on screen for you to feel. Just his character dying.
Just the emotions they put behind it. But like what that makes, dude, I've had this conversation. Like it's one of the worst thoughts for me. It's not just my kids it's like what is their life for the next 10 years if I'm not in it?
Like, bad. I've seen these kids. They need a lot of help. No.
You know, it's like, I have to be there.
If you want
to
really feel it, just have your mom come in and be like, your dad, he was driving home and didn't make it. And you could just be in the other room like, let's see. Let's see.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Let's see if they really loved me.
Oh my God. Dude, they would collapse.
I know, they'd lose it.
And then the legal side of where they would go and just the whole, it's a thought, I can't, it's like, it's one of the worst thoughts in my head. And so
it's a scary thought, bud.
So I have, where I don't want to have a fear of dying, I definitely have a fear of dying right now.
Right. You have a fear of what happens after your death. Like, you're worried about
the life consequences
around you
right.
if you die.
Like, I'm not, you know, I'm me at the end of the, right?
Yeah.
But, man, for those boys, I'm just a stone.
Papa.
You got to be Papa.
Papa Rock.
Yeah.
Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Cut my life into pieces.
That's why I like here, you know?
Yeah, man. It got deep. There's some deep stuff.
I'm sorry.
For you. No, don't apologize. Take it there. Let's get there. There he is. There's my little guy. Let's get deep.
See if I can fake cry into real tears.
That ain't gonna happen.
But just the most fake at the top of it. Oh no, I'm crying. And this is what you have to use as the clip to promote this podcast. That moment right here.
My babies.
And on this,
don't touch my baby.
Who's gonna touch him?
Nobody's.
Who's trying to touch these kids?
Like even their wrist, just let go of them.
No, I keep them. They're pristine babies. They've never washed. They're in their bubble.
Thoroughbreds.
Thoroughbreds.
They're show ponies. They are.
Pure athletes.
I'm entering them into a dog show this year.
Now I can't stop thinking about the kids' dog show.
The dogs will outperform my children. They will be more obedient.
Well, we've got these two kids, good curly hair on them, but I think the schnauzer's going to take it.
They're not even the curliest. There's dogs who are more.
There's less curly.
All you have to do is not fall off the beam, dude.
He keeps falling off the beam.
Jump over that. You're supposed to jump.
And no one's even guiding them through it. It's because their father passed.
Oh, my God.
You did it.
I just come back. I'm not actually your father, guys. Could you?
What? What?
Could you imagine like that? Like, as a kid, sorry, your dad died. Like, and then, like, you're like, and then, like, 30 seconds later, just kidding.
Don't worry. Here's the best part. I'm not dead, but I'm also not your dad.
Fooled you.
Gotcha. Anyway, the guy who beat the sperm, he died, but you didn't even know him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This one got dark, but fun. Dark but fun. I think that's the name of an album somewhere. Right? Dark but fun. My stuff's not that way, though. I mean, my stuff's always so lighthearted. Even this, like, tonight, like, there were some people in the audience who, like, kind of got...
dark? This didn't get dark?
It could have gotten darker. I mean, we were talking about you dying and stuff. It's pretty dark.
I'm sorry.
No, it's no. Hot. Why are you here? Sorry?
These landlords need to put a goddamn air conditioner.
Yeah, landlords.
It's been months, dude.
My landlord sucks.
It's in my lease.
Fall, hey, landlord.
Front doors and an air conditioner.
I hope
for the
you watch this,
studio.
Landlord. My girlfriend's literally on the side, like, shut up. Do not talk about our landlord sucking. Dude, he does.
You brought your better half.
My better half.
Yeah.
She's hanging out. Krista.
Do you get to travel with her?
Often? Yeah, we travel a good amount together. It's one of those things that's where, sweet. You know, sometimes it's like if the money's right and it all works out, especially if it's like a driving gig, it's always really great because, like, I even told you when we were trying to set this up.
How far will you drive?
I'll drive a good amount. I mean, like, we'll drive into, like, Phoenix from L.A., so that's, like, 6.5.
That's only 6 hours, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. But, like,
are you flying anywhere over, like, 6?
Not anymore. I used to, you know.
But you'll drive more now?
I'm saying I fly more now. I used to drive.
Right.
Like, I drive 10 hours, 12 hours, and all that stuff. Like, I think when you're starting out, you have to. There's just not enough money in it. So if you're... you know, in the middle spot. I mean, in the middle spot's dying all over the country. It's so tough.
Well, there's a reason for it.
Because locals are there to do it, and there's not a lot of money.
The industry is killing that part of the...
I know.
Which is, okay, but what's the big picture? If you eliminate the middle, you're not going to have headliners.
Right, you're not growing.
Right.
You're not having people... you know, you're cutting off the supply line all for good comedy.
I have said this before. All the headliners bringing their feet, although I always welcome new talent, and the audience likes to see new faces.
For sure.
But when everybody brings their feature, there's no work for features.
Right.
So you're not getting your reps, you're not getting your stage time. Like, and then you can't even get in as a feature in other clubs
for
because,
sure.
like I fight for it. I will fight for it, JC. Like, I will add, like, local support in every contract.
I love it. I again
that I'm able to.
But I like traveling too with my guys who are also up and coming guys. I think that some people bring soft opens because they are scared or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but like I travel with guys who are good.
That's
you know?
The most important. If you're gonna bring somebody, don't bring it because they're good with your luggage.
Right.
Bring it because they're funny.
Because they're funny.
And help with your luggage. But
so funny, but also willing to help with luggage.
You hear that?
No, I think it's important where like I cut my teeth opening for people and like being the guy who drive all over the place and
sure.
open, but also opening for random people like Comedy Zone and Bonkers and living in a Dodge Neon. And like, I did all that stuff. And I don't think that there's a lot, there's not that, that option's not out there as much anymore.
It's not as much. So unfortunately when you have, you know, some of these big feature competitions like World Series, which is a great, really, it's well ran, mm-hmm. attended by lots of comics,
for
and
sure.
people definitely used to get stuff from it. But like, dude, I'm at the point. It's like, and I get the packages, and what do you want me to do with this, man?
Yeah,
like I can't book any of these. I look through it and I look at the fate, but it's like, I book where I. It's
you see a lot of these local comics a lot, and you can see them grow and get better. At least you're doing that. A lot of club owners. They see someone once, and then they never break free of that perception of them, even if they get better. So at least you take the time, you know, to watch them get better. So it's important.
House years, and like, and you can see people over time. First mm-hmm. of all, if somebody, I might not always know their name, but I might see somebody. Hold on, but if I see somebody at open mic for the first time and they're getting laughs, I probably don't know who the fuck they are, right? And I might ask, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna walk up to them immediately and be like, "Hey, that was good. Let's do." Like, it's like you watch them grow, and if I don't see you again in a few months or 6 months, then you probably weren't. I didn't miss a conversation because what's your dedication to
right,
this?
Right, you weren't sticking to it, right?
Yeah. So. But yeah, you can see growth for sure, and even through the mics. And growing the community is important to me. I mean, so
I mean, if you don't do it, like if you don't have locals who can host and pick up those spots, then you know you're dealing with whoever someone's bringing, and sometimes it can be not so great. But it's you know it's a tough gambit, and then the middle spot just doesn't pay great anywhere. So like these guys who are having to fly. You know,
it's
if someone's not helping them.
Yeah, because there's not travel for that. It's, yeah. you know, it's right there. Mm-hmm. That is true. So you hear that? Stop bringing stop bringing your openers.
I didn't say that.
Or just keep bringing. Most I'd say 90% of people bring really 95.
Yeah.
Bring very funny comics.
It's, oh, for
it
sure.
It is very few. But there are you hear of the people who just want to bring an easy. I'd much rather follow Hawker. JC, we have like. A minute left.
Here. A minute left.
I know. I always feel like I just have to
stop. We always
stop
run out of steam. It's okay.
You do these 30-minute conversations with you all the time.
It's so fun.
It's just one of the most natural things.
We're just buds hanging out, dude. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate the place. Let's plug the club, man.
So our Come fans on. Have gotten to see like an hour of you in the past couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure everybody who saw the first 30 minutes last week was happy to see you, you know.
Back this again,
week.
Chatting.
Or if it's this week or the next, we did. I don't know.
Whenever we drop this, I'll be in your hearts forever after this.
We might have one in the middle. We might not. Should we put them back to back?
Whatever you like, man.
All right.
Whatever you like.
What's your social?
JC Comedian. And then that's on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. So
and go watch his Don't Tell special.
Yeah, that's Cat Daddy on YouTube, and then you can find the first one on Hulu. No.
JC Carias, link in description, guys. Thank you so much. Subscribe. Tell your friends, subscribe. Bye.
Thank you. Woo!